Hey, welcome. This lesson is called Automating Bass Growl Tone, Beginner Level, focused on drum and bass in Ableton Live. We're building an energetic, moving bass growl that evolves across an 8-bar rolling loop, sits solid in the mix, and gives you a real drop moment. I'll walk you through a 2-layer patch, a clean mono sub and a textured growl, show how to map crucial parameters to macros, and explain practical automation workflows in both clip and arrangement view. I'll also share common mistakes and pro tips so your results are musical and usable. Quick setup and context. Set your project BPM to 174 for a typical DNB feel. Create 2 MIDI tracks and name them sub and growl. If you like delay or reverb, make an audio return now so you can send later. Draw an 8-bar rolling bass line. Keep it mostly in one octave, C1 to C2 for the sub, and use octave up material for the growl. Think long foundational notes with a couple of 16th ghost hits for movement. Now the sub layer, your foundation. On the sub track, use operator or simpler with a sign. With operator, oscillator should be a sign at -2 octaves. Tight amplitude envelope. Zero attack, around 200 ms decay, sustain about 0.6, release roughly 70 ms. No unison. No detune. Add EQ8 and high pass, nothing much, but roll off below 25 to 40 Hz so your system isn't wasting energy. A touch of saturator, drive 1 dB or less, soft curve, purely for warmth. Finish with utility width at 0% to keep the low-end mono. Importantly, keep this layer clean and untouched when you do growl processing. If you lose the sub, the whole track loses power. Next, the growl layer. Two practical options depending on your Ableton edition. If you're on intro or standard, use simpler. Drop in a short vocal or harmonic sample. An ooh vowel or a gritty bass sample works really well. Put simpler into classic mode and enable the low-pass filter. Set cutoff around 800 Hz to start, resonance low, and use the filter envelope with moderate amount and a decay in the 300 to 700 ms range. After simpler, chain a surgical EQ8, HB at 40 Hz and a small dip in the 200-300 Hz range if it's muddy. Add auto filter set to LP24 with a starting cutoff around 600 Hz, then saturator with drive in the 4-7 range using soft sign, a multiband dynamics to thicken the high band gently, and glue compressor for glue with a fast attack of 1-5 ms and a ratio around 3:1. Use utility to give the growl a little width, maybe 70-85%, but always keep the low band mono. If you have sweet, use Waveeatable for more nuanced growl control. On Waveeatable, pick a harmonic table like a vowel or byte, set position around 20-40, and add a second osc or subsign slightly detuned. Use unison 2-3 voices, small detune. Put a low 24 filter, add a little filter drive, and set up LFO modulation. LFO sync to 1/8 or 1/16 can modulate Waveeatable position or filter position for rhythmic motion. Use envelope 2 to modulate cutoff with medium decay. Try moderate FM amounts, 20-60, to produce metallic, growled harmonics. This audio version is shortened for playback.